It's unlikely you've ever come across a Grawler or a Pizzly bear. They're a grizzly polar bear hybrid, and only a few have been seen, though one was found recently in Nunavut, a territory in northern Canada. Some scientists say sightings of the hybrid bears are becoming more frequent because climate change is seeing the polar and grizzly species cross paths more often. Sarah Sedgie reports.
If the dad's a grizzly, the offspring is informally known as a growler. When dad's a polar bear, the baby bear is called a pizzly.
The ones that have been seen, and there haven't been too many so far, usually are lighter in color. They often have darker fur rings around their eyes. Their paws can often be dark too, or at least around the toes. And then the claws are often longer than polar bear claws because grizzly bears have much longer claws. And in general, the fur is a little bit darker than a polar bear. It's hard to describe, but the darker eyes around the rings, the darker areas around the toes, and the longer claws are what sets it apart.
Chris Serene is a bear biologist and an adjunct associate research professor at the University of Montana. It's hard to say how many of these bears exist.
These sightings are very rare in the past, but they seem to be more common now.
In 2006, an unusual bear was shot by hunters in the Arctic. DNA testing confirmed it was a polar grizzly hybrid. A bear shot by a hunter days ago in Canada's Hudson Bay is a suspected hybrid.
The first that I was aware of it was about 6 to 7 years ago that there was an animal that was seen. And recently there's been several more. And prior to that time, I think it was fairly rare. I think the interbreeding had been known from a zoo where someone had placed grizzly bears and polar bears together in a zoo. But in the wild, it was extremely rare. And so now we're seeing this much more often. And, you know, the animals that are either seen from aircraft or maybe from the ground or shot by hunters are probably just a sample of the animals that are out there. So there might be many more that we don't know about, but this is definitely increasing.
Chris Serene is among some scientists who attribute this increase to climate change, causing polar and grizzly bears to cross paths more.
As you know, as the climate warms, there's less and less sea ice in the Arctic. Polar bears spend much of the winter on the ice, and then when the ice goes out in the early summer, they tend to move on to land for a period of time. And then when the ice forms again in the fall, they go out on the ice again. But as there's less and less ice, they're spending more and more time on land. And also what's happening is that grizzly bears seem to be moving further north. We're seeing their range extend further north toward the coast of the Arctic, both in Alaska and in Canada. And the result is you have polar bears spending more time on land and grizzly bears spending more time where polar bears might be. And so the result is that we're seeing these occasional hybrids between the two species.
The growler or pizzly bear shares similarities in appearance with both its parents, but Chris Serene says not much else is known about them.
We don't know anything about their temperament. Both species, they try and avoid humans and stay away from humans. Grizzly bears can be dangerous, but most of the time they stay away from people. But the behavioral characteristics of these hybrids, we don't know anything about it. And I suspect that's something that we won't know anything about for a long time.
Bear biologist Chris Serene ending Sarah Sedgie's report.